14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It is 34 degrees here in downtown Holland, and it's time for the Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented on 1450 WHTC by the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. And Kevin joining us right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Always good to hear your voice.
Well, we have winter here early, it seems.
We've been spoiled, Kevin. We've been really spoiled.
Absolutely.
It couldn't last forever. I've been telling my friends and family members, you know, these 75-degree temps in October are not typical.
It averages out.
It does. It does all average out. Fortunately, our money hopefully will all average out on the upside, but I don't know, the way things have been going with the Fed borrowing billions and billions of dollars. Do you want to get into that right now? You got time?
Sure. I mean, you know, when you look at last week, I actually talked about that, you know, our politicians were going to capitulate. And unfortunately, what they passed was really a ceasefire rather than any kind of a solution. So, we know we're going to be back here after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that news, stocks have risen. We're back pushing all-time highs. Interest rates have actually fallen. You look at what the Federal Reserve is going to be doing, and you talk about the quantitative easing program, which, you know, some people were suggesting was going to be tapered back starting last month. But as I have felt all along, that nothing was going to happen until you had a new Fed chairperson.
Which we now do.
Which we now do, and really the first meeting will be March, and so I think we are in this world of quantitative easing, $85 billion a month being created, and the suggestion, if we continue to see weak economic news, that could be expanded rather than tapered.
Wow.
And you know, when you start to hear that, stocks continue to look very favorable in that light as we continue to create a tremendous amount of money. And of course, I think at the same time, the Fed's in this unenviable position of basically enabling a very dysfunctional Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you can see as you look out, certainly over the next 6 months or so, is cheap money, lower interest rates, solid corporate earnings, and a pretty good backdrop for common stocks. And so here in the short run, it does look as though stocks may be ready for a little bit of a correction. But clearly, with that kind of a backdrop, I think you buy on weakness. And so all in all, for anyone who has been in the stock market, things have looked pretty good. And money continues to build up on the sidelines. And we continue to watch maybe the worst branding disaster since New Coke, Obamacare.
Oh.
And, it looks as though, it looks to me as though the federal government here is going to try to give CPR to a mannequin. And, it's going to be futile.
That's a great way to put it.
I think we all know that there's no life forthcoming from this health care reform. It's broken. It's lost its, first impression. Healthy young people are not going to follow into this program, and we're going to be back talking about health care over the next couple of years because it needed reform before the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's going to need new reforms today because it clearly has been a disaster.
For sure. And before we let you go, let me ask you, what do you think are some of the strongest sectors as we go forward, talking about stocks and mutual funds? What do you see as being some of the strongest at this point?
There is no question we are in the middle of an energy renaissance in the United States. And when you look at the data coming in from, rigs, the amount of oil and gas being produced, the potential to produce oil and gas, cheap energy going forward is going to help the United States be much more competitive worldwide on, when you look at manufacturing. I think the other area is technology. We just continue to lead the world in technology. And so when you look at energy and technology, it's hard not to be excited about the U.S. economy as you look out 3 to 5 years. There is only one thing holding back, really.
Yeah, it's called the government.
It's called the government.
Exactly.
We have got to see Washington get its act together. I don't know how quickly that will happen. I'm not hopeful that it will, but I am hopeful in the American people. and the American free enterprise system. People will persevere. And, we are continuing to see that. Corporate earnings do very well. You look locally yesterday, Gentex had a phenomenal earnings report.
Outstanding.
And so, there are some really good things going on in the U.S. economy. Unfortunately, there is just so much headwind coming out of government. And the good news about that is it can be fixed pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Just get them out of the way.
And so, when you look at that, I'm still hopeful, but there are still some sobering things when you see the jobs report yesterday and you realize 90 million Americans are not in the workforce.
Yeah, that's frightening, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because we need I'll use the president's word, a balanced economy.
Mm-hmm.
We just need more people working. We need the economy to grow, and we need to find ways to get people back to work. And so that's what needs to be the priority of the people in Washington, and as we know, they are far from focused on the most important things that are affecting the American people.
Well, Kevin Clark, we appreciate the perspective very much, and we'll talk to you again next week, all right?
You have a great day.
All right, you as well. Take care. Kevin Clark right there from the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James.